What's going on, AfterBuzz family? You knocked and we are buzzing you in. It's time for our favorites, Braxton Family Values, coming up next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We can make it if we try. Just me.
Big Willie style. Just the two of us on AfterBuzz TV. Welcome to another week of Braxton Family Values right here on AfterBuzz TV. Hey, you knock, you buzz, you win. Check it out. Richie, so good to see you.
It's so good to see you, and it's so good to be back.
Like, can I just touch you real quick? Because I don't believe you're even here.
Touch and agree.
Ooh, and your hands are so soft. Golly. What's going on, peoples? Another week of Braxton Family Values here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm your lead host, McCall Hall. You can find me on social media when sports and pop culture collide at So McCall Hall on Twitter and McCall Hall of Fame on Instagram. And as I mentioned, we're so blessed to have you back. I've missed you so.
I've missed you as well.
Remind the people who you are and
okay,
where you've
been. Okay, you know, I'm DJ Richie Scott. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Scott. So last week, I was in D.C. Well, actually, last week, I was in the airports all day. But my goal was to get to D.C.
Now, for all of you guys who shouted us out last week for Mr. Ray.
Mr. Ray, yes.
That was courtesy of DJ Richie Sky.
Yes.
DJ Richie Sky made that arrangement for us, and yes, he was really a treat. In the meantime, as you know, we love some social media around here at AfterBuzz TV. Okay. You can hang out with us on Snapchat and Instagram and Twitter and all those other social media platforms at AfterBuzz TV across the board. DJ Richie Sky just made fun of me because he says I suck at social media. And it's just, it changes so much, I just don't understand it. So this weekend, I'll do a refresher course. But you know what I do love and what I can keep track of, like it's nobody's business?
Wait.
YouTube is timeless. They don't move too quick. It's easy, it's simple, and I enjoy it. So today I was at work in my office and I was like, let me go on here and see what these people talking about, what my people talking about.
Oh yeah.
Miss Fears, I appreciate the feedback. It felt a little shady, but it's all good. I love you, sis, for leaving a comment. I felt like Tamar's trying to be like Beyonce. I kind of do, and I stand
behind that. How so?
Because this song about her family's infidelity issues and her father being a piece of crap, it kind of reminds me of Beyonce
like
and
lemonade.
Daddy Lessons. Yeah, so I just got a twinge of Beyonce, plus the blonde hair and stuff. I mean, come on. Graphic Jack, you know, always nice to see you. Miss Priscilla A., thank you so much. Castile Black, and I hope I pronounced that right. You bring up a very, very good point. So Castile, I believe you're fairly new to the community because I haven't seen you before. But he said, Mr. Braxton was like, "Can I bring my side piece for a free vacation too?" Which is legitimate. I mean, think about it. He ain't trying to pay. Like, if somebody else is going to underwrite the cost, very good point.
Who wouldn't want to bring their side piece along for free?
Right. KCJ is actually on the side of people or of stay-at-home dads getting custody, and she feels very sympathetic towards Andre, and you know you're fair, and that's right.
Okay.
Sha Sway also got involved in the conversation. Nisi Shed, so nice to see you. Such wonderful people. She really enjoyed Mr. Ray. So we'll try to get him back for you, Nisi.
Yes.
I can't promise, but we'll work on it.
We will definitely try to
We'll work on it. Castile Black again. Yes, and WeTV is dragging this out way too long. Gerard Blue, I had a question for you. I don't know if you had a chance to answer me, but I asked you if you feel a twinge of petty from Andre. I feel that Andre is being overly petty.
Especially after tonight.
After tonight.
Oh, it was a truckload of petty.
Just a lot of petty. So, Gerard, if you get a chance, join back in that conversation. Miami Push to the Limit. Shout out to you. Marianne Collin, my girl, Marianne Collin. I had a chance to listen to the song. We're going to share it. So Marianne Collin suggested that I listen to this Toni Braxton Babyface song. It was all right. So I did listen to it. Net, shout out to you. Let's see. Who else is on here? Baby E. I'm glad to see you here. There are a lot of people this week. A lot of people. Yaya 1269, you know. You and I are on the same page about Tracy endorsing a liquor brand. I don't like the idea of it either.
Really?
No. I am very opposed to it. KB, very nice to see you. So, you guys, I love YouTube.
We got to talk about that.
No, we're gonna talk about some more. Okay. But you guys, I love the YouTube comments. Richie Sky is back, so you guys can stalk him and talk about how you want to have his babies and all that stuff. I don't mind.
I need some.
I don't mind it. I don't mind it. I don't mind it. So, episode opens up. We're on episode 22, by the way.
I don't know.
22, season 5, episode 20. Damn.
Can I just say this, though? I feel like we are episode 52. But I've been gone for 2 weeks.
I ain't seen you since episode 18.
But first of all, this is one of my favorite after shows. I will say that. One of my favorites. Mostly because I love the show, but I love my fellow co-hosts. But I thought when I got back that we would be in the midst of the family vacation.
I thought by the time you got back, we'd be at the damn finale. Like, this is just going on a little too damn long. So yes, they open up back at Uncle Julio's talking about Jason's arrest. So we're watching the show. You guys, we leave work, come here, do our work here, and we get to watch the show together. So it's fun. You know, we get to catch up and have dinner and watch the show. And you forgot.
I forgot.
Like, how did you forget who Jason was?
I was like, who is, you know why? Because your nickname for him, like, well, their nickname, that's what you always refer to him as. So
Black Nasty.
Always what I would think of when they talked about him. So I'm like, I don't know the man's real name.
Well, Black Nasty. So this is what happened, everybody. Black Nasty, I guess, showed up at Trina's house in handcuffs. But I don't understand why he was handcuffed. I never got clarity on why he was handcuffed. But he ended up in jail.
I'm clueless. Do the police escort you to somebody's house in handcuffs? How does that work?
If I could speak. What could have happened was they arrested him and he said, I was on my way to go to the house and get some things. So they might have said, well, go to the house, get the things, and we'll put it in the back of the police car and we'll, you know, book it as well.
I don't know. This is what I feel like.
He's black,
like,
in America. Honestly, he's just lucky he didn't get shot and killed.
I feel like he was at the door and then they swarmed in and got him. Because if they thought that he worked at her bar, mm-hmm. they obviously probably knew something about her mm-hmm. and his affiliation with her. So this sounds like something like some type of like sting operation or something like that. Because the details just seem real sketchy to me.
Yeah, because he said, Trina shares that he told the law enforcement officers that he worked at Trina's restaurant. Psh, you put up some bricks. You were a contractor. You worked on it, but not at it. There's a big difference. Very big difference. But, you know, Trina was very overwhelmed. And, you know, Tamar quoted Miss E by saying, they all lie except for Obama, basically saying, Trina, don't feel so bad about it. These men lie. It happens. And I think she took on a lot of emotion behind that. I wasn't quite sure why. I think it was just very scary for her, the fact that this man could have jeopardized all the things she had worked for. She talked about her kids, her restaurant. That can be overwhelming. Just thank God she got away unscathed.
I just feel like it was something more. It's something that we aren't privy to. Just because, you know, I'm always trying to, like, put pieces together. And I'm doing my little murder he wrote. And I'm like, I don't really understand if that's really what happened. But, okay, I'm going to let that go. Now, what I do appreciate is, particularly this season, and actually throughout the seasons, I thought about it. You know, Trina has provided a lot of drama for the show. Mm-hmm. I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that she really puts it all out there.
She does.
So I definitely can feel for her because I feel like she makes for great reality TV. Mm-hmm. But in the same token as somebody that makes for great reality TV, they are the people that really put their issues out there the mm-hmm. most.
That's true.
And so I get it. It's kind of like she's emotional because, damn, like, this is yet another thing mm-hmm. that she's got going on and it makes her look crazy.
It does, and
but it's not her fault.
It's not her fault, but it just get to a point where it's like, Trina, my God, your selection of men, girl.
Right.
Then she's, well, we'll get to the end what she said, but
listen, I don't understand why you listen. Okay, Tamar's husband is Vincent Herbert. Tony is dating the Birdman. Girl, can't you be trying to get hooked up with Lil Wayne or somebody like that?
They ain't
you
need got to no date friends.
Date a rapper. Somebody.
Richie Sky. Right. I mean, not even a rapper. They don't have any friends in the industry. A nice executive, an A&R guy. Richie Sky, if you will.
I feel like Trina gonna need a little bit of a bad boy.
They're out there that are professional.
You know, so I'm just saying, like, you know, Birdman, hook her up. Come on now. Brrr.
What happened to that boy? Remember that song?
Yes.
quote of the night. Quote of the night. Well, actually, one of three quotes of the night, because there were a couple. Let me summer eve this. So Tracy was trying to explain that Trina just needs a break from life. She needs to just refresh. And she described it as, let me summer eve it.
Mm.
And now I got to tell you, I ain't getting paid for this. But I summer eve every day. They have a wonderful feminine wash that I really enjoy. They have a wonderful powder spray that makes you feel very fresh and light.
Really?
Yeah, very great products.
Now, is this like a...
You could use it on your man parts. If you wanted to.
Are you for real?
You smell delicate.
I don't.
You already smell delicate. Okay, let's move on.
But I got a question about it.
Yes.
Now, this is a for real, genuine question. Is it the proper thing to do to Summer's Eve, like, daily? Is that the thing? Like, is that what's supposed to happen?
I have a Summer's Eve. I like the evening time lavender... feminine wash.
Ah.
Yeah. It's like soap.
Okay, okay.
It balances out your pH, so you're not educated. So tart. Mm. And you can use it on your man parts, I promise. Mm. So let's move on. Trina takes a sister's painting. They all wore pink, thrown off by that. So the challenge was they had to...
I didn't notice that.
You didn't notice everybody was rocking a pink sweatshirt?
No. That's what I be missing when she not here. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't even caught that.
There were a couple of wardrobe things tonight that I caught, and I will speak on them. But yes, they were wearing pink. They show up, and the rule was you have to paint the person from across the room.
Oh, that would be fun.
I wonder. We should do that for the finale. We should do that. So Miss E came with them, and Miss E, of course, I don't know if she gets a chance to sit with all of her girls at the same time. I haven't seen it a lot this season. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a luxury for her to be able to sit down with her. Miss E wants to know what's going on with everybody.
Right.
And then they throw Trina under the bus.
As they typically do.
I didn't like that. And you know who shocked me the most?
Who?
By saying, oh,
Tawanda.
Well. Tawanda. Trina, tell mommy what's going on. If she doesn't want to talk about it, she doesn't want to talk about
it. Right.
Tawanda, you ain't said jack-ish really about Andre. So, anywho.
It's kind of like sometimes Trina's problems are like, you know, it's almost like she could be like the court jester. You know what I'm saying? Like, they really don't take the problem that seriously. You know what I'm saying? But for her, it's serious. But they kind of like joke about it a lot. That's kind of how I feel. Like, that's why they're like, talk about what happened to you now, Trina.
But see, here's my thing about it that pissed me off. And this is no disrespect.
Because,
mm-hmm. you know, I just keep it real. I'm not trying mm-hmm. to be mean. I'm just giving you what
absolutely.
I noticed.
Absolutely.
Out of all the shit, excuse my French, but out of all the shit that these young ladies are into right now, one of them's laid up in a bird coop. One of them's husband is is up for a Tony Award and an Emmy Award for all that damn acting he's doing. Okay. You know, I think they all have enough stuff going on to where Trina's situation, in my humble opinion, really ain't that deep.
Right.
She essentially got away unscathed. Tawanda, you still gonna mess around and lose your kids if he keep acting? Like, so, why? Her issue is really not that deep. But anywho, let's move on. They share their paintings. Tony shares a painting of Tamar that was absolutely wretched. Tawanda's painting, in my opinion, was the best. But it's art. It's just like music.
You know, I just feel like if you're not actually an artiste,
but everybody's an artiste.
But I just feel like they were all good for what they could probably do.
I just feel like it doesn't always have to be a direct full to scale rendition.
No, you know it's not I mean? Gonna
like,
be.
It doesn't have to be like that.
We're working with probably watercolors here. Oh. Maybe, it's not gonna work.
Maybe don't play them like that. It was probably acrylic. they are classy. They ain't paint with no watercolors. All right. Tawanda and Ontavious. I finally figured out his name, Ontavious. She goes to meet with Ontavious, and then Andre goes to meet with an attorney. So I don't know if he's actually booked this woman as his official attorney or if it was more of a consultation. Mm-hmm. But wardrobe alert. Did anybody peep his shirt?
I did.
Rich, what was the hell are you looking at the whole time?
Was it a black sweatshirt?
The black shirt, and it said, it had a graphic on it, and it essentially said, same bed, no sex marriage. Shade to the E. You didn't see that?
Oh my God, maybe that's his new career. He's like a designer.
I think
I've got some thoughts about that.
I think he just wanted to be petty.
Of course.
I think for two reasons. He knows that they're recording everything on this show. And this is why I don't think he deserves the kids, because children should not be raised in a household with that much petty. I think, you know, the petty level in a household, if you got kids, should be at an absolute minimum. And Andre's level is up to here. That's too much damn petty.
Yep.
But anywho, number one, I thought that was just for the cameras. Number two, you're going to see a female attorney. You trying to do, let her know that you hot and bothered? And I thought it was very well played for Andre to acquire or, you know, solicit the help of a female attorney. Because if a woman, I'm just keeping it real, if I take on your case and I say you deserve your kids, I think that plays out better in the courts. Because as a woman, I'm saying he deserves the kids.
Absolutely.
He is playing it so well, but it's aggravating. But I do like what his attorney did. She said, you do need to go to counseling because, again, we're trying to build a case. If you go, we can at least say that you went. So he seemed to be receptive to the idea, and we later find out that
but
he went.
I just feel like that's kind of telling on himself, too, because he was just like, oh, so I'll just go to make myself look good. Like,
it's all on
you're
camera,
on a
Andre.
Television show saying that. We see your intent right there. It's not to actually make things better. It's so that you look good.
We know that Andre doesn't have good sense. But so out of that exchange with the attorneys, the one piece I did want to bring up for people, and feel free to comment on this. When we first started the season, remember when I told you couldn't have any of my vodka?
Mm-hmm.
That's because...
I still replay that a lot because it is hilarious to me.
I have shared numerous beverages with you since that episode. People, okay? I have shared numerous bottles with him. Since that episode.
Cheers to you.
Cheers to you, darling. So good to have you back. But Trina said tonight, contrary to what she said during the first bit of the season, she says she's willing to give up the property in exchange for joint custody of the kids. That's a lot of, I don't know. I don't, maybe, because they have three homes. Three.
You, to me, that is absolutely insane. I understand that there's a desperation to keep, to have the joint custody. I also understand that there's also, I think on her part, I'm sure she does realize that he sacrificed a lot. In retrospect, it seems like she is very aware of that and she's not trying to take away from that. However, I just wouldn't do that. Like, nah, bro, like I'm getting joint custody of the kids and I'm keeping half of these properties. I don't know how we're going to divide up this third one, but we're going to have to do that.
Maybe, and I'm getting soft in my old age, but maybe two and one. If you have three properties, give me joint custody. You get two of the houses.
Okay? What do you need two houses for? If you notice this, every time he says something, he says, all I want is my kids. But every time he says that, all I hear is, all I want is my kids and all the houses and property and everything else that she got. That's what I hear.
You know what
that's
I
what
hear?
He wants.
You know what I hear? All I want is my kids because all I want is for Tawanda to suffer.
Boom.
I don't think it has nothing to do with... We'll get to that a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe a word that comes out of Andre's pretty little mouth.
No.
Because Andre's very pretty. You and him probably use the same moisturizer. Because Andre has... Andre looks good to be damn near 60 years old. Andre is almost 60 years old, and he looks damn good.
I got a lot of problems with Andre, so I'm just like...
What kind of moisturizer do you use?
I don't know. It's like a CVS brand.
Really?
Yeah.
Shout out to CVS. let's move on. Trina in this hat. So they show up at a restaurant. Trina has on this hat that I need in my life. I don't even know if I can afford it.
Oh, my girl, you don't need it. You don't need it out here? Well, I don't know. You might. Because people like to dress up in costume out here, and they like to dress up in furs, even when it's hot.
I was going to say, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian placed North and Saint in furs in the middle of the summer. Why can't I have a big hat? That hat was beautiful. But anyway, the sisters go out to dinner and discuss Tawanda's divorce. And Tamar refers to Trina as a divorce specialist. Didn't need all that, Tamar, but it happens. Tawanda brings up a very interesting point. This scene overall I thought was unnecessary, but I do like the fact that she said this line. Tawanda said that she doesn't want her kids to experience what they live through. Meaning, you know, the way Miss E and Michael Sr., yep, that tension, mm-hmm, how it just created this awkwardness every time they got together. And for me, that is why Tawanda, in my opinion, deserves her kids. Because Andre would have never thought about that. Because the more Andre fights and creates this tension, they're going to have that same strained relationship she had growing up. And if Andre had been paying attention to her family structure, he wouldn't want that for her kids either.
I just, you know, if it's really about the kids.
Andre.
That's how I feel, because if it's really about the kids, I just feel like, you know, that they need both.
They need both.
And you guys don't have to be together, but you can still co-parent. That's really my thing.
I think they can. We'll see. We'll see. So, you're a DJ.
Yeah.
You know, when they have that drop, it's like, new single alert! Sisters show up at the studio because Tamar wants to premiere her brand new single, My Man, which just dropped today on iTunes. I don't know if it's on Tidal, because I'm a Tidal girl. So I want to just play a little bit of it. DJ.
There you go.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah, eat dinner at my table. This song went deep.
It did.
Okay, you guys, I am a big Beyonce fan. Sue me. Kind of like Lemonade. You wonder how much of it is factual, right? Like, how much of it is based off of something that Tamar saw with her own mother, mm-hmm, and Tamar saw with her first... Because, you know, Tamar was married before.
I don't think I realized that.
Tamar was married, I believe it, late 20s she got married. Mm. So you wonder how much of this actually comes from a place of sincerity and real life experience. Because, I mean, she was talking about some deep-ish,
yeah,
on that song. But overall, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the song.
You know,
we still ain't heard Tracy's song, but we've heard...
How did I know that was going to come up in this conversation?
I'm waiting. And I want to... It's not that I'm making... I just want to hear it.
I do too.
I just want to hear it. But anyways, so Tamar, number one, serving absolute life. The body language, the sunglasses. She's feeling... You know when you just feeling your song?
Mm-hmm.
I be in the club just... throwing money. Actually, no money, but Miss E, I felt for Miss E in that moment, because this is the first time you're hearing something. Certain lines might strike you and hit you a little bit harder, and then you got the whole world looking at you. I felt bad for Miss E in that moment.
I felt uncomfortable, actually.
Like, really uncomfortable.
You know, and yeah, it's the stuff that she said that she kind of revealed in that conversation was just like... I think that's what makes this song that much more poignant, because she really talked about what it's like to hear someone say that they love you, but they are in love with another person, like, to your face.
I would cry. I cry.
I don't know what I would do.
I mean, I hope that never happens to me, but Miss E said that, you know, in counseling, her and Michael Sr., you know, sat down, and he told her straight up, I love this other woman. But you know what? I'm so proud of Miss E. She talks about how her self-esteem was low. And I said this, I think, a couple of weeks ago. Even from the first season of Braxton Family Values, I've seen such a growth in Miss E and how she carries herself and how she keeps herself up. She has come a long way, and she should be very proud. And it makes me look at Michael Sr. differently and with more disgust, to be perfectly honest with you. And I just wonder, the one piece that I'm wondering about and I thought would get answered tonight because I thought they were going to go on vacation. They set it up last week where we were going to meet this woman. I got here relatively close to on time this week just to see this woman. But Miss E referred to the woman as a little girl. And you know, when somebody says a little girl, they usually younger than the man, you know, younger than that woman. I wonder if Michael, and I'm just guessing here because I thought they were going to go on vacation. You think Michael Sr. was cheating on her with like a 20-something, like somebody who was like Tamar's age?
Well, I would have to wonder if that's the case because I would have to think, and I could be totally wrong about this, that a woman of a certain age has a little bit more self-respect for herself than to go to the man's house that she's cheating with and lay in his bed that he lays in with his wife.
That is such a great point. Only a little stupid-ass girl would do something like that.
Okay. Well, he's a little, and I feel like that's the only way I can actually give her the benefit of the doubt is that she was young.
And also, and what we do know about men folk, you know, you guys get old and we get old and you want to return to your youth through somebody else. Very rarely do you see an older gentleman have an affair with somebody his age.
Right.
They usually go find a young tender.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be very interested to see what this woman looks like because I have a feeling that she could be around the age of his daughters. After that shade from Miss E and just kind of piecing it all together.
You also got to think that older women don't play games like that.
Exactly.
Younger women are naive and think like, oh, he'll leave her for me.
Yep. Exactly.
He promises me all this stuff. And it's like, no, you're just a side piece.
Mm-hmm. But to your point, he did leave his wife for this young tender. She ain't give him no kids, though. I don't know. I don't want to start that. Let's move on, you guys. Trina and Tawanda have a drink to discuss this trip that we have been discussing for at least 4 episodes. I'm tired of talking about it. He's been on 4 trips. Y'all ain't took one. What in the hell is the problem? Y'all waiting on the ticket fare to go down? Because, you know, you'd be waiting sometimes. Like, you know I can get this ticket for at least like 30% off if I just wait.
That's been me looking for my next trip.
Because I'm going to Miami for my anniversary soon. So I know I had to, you know, wait it out. But WeTV's paying for it. What the hell are y'all waiting on? Just go. I'm sick of seeing y'all in the States. Get the hell out of here. If I come back to see them in the United States of America for another week, I'm taking off my headphones and I'm going home and I'm not even going to do the recap. Tracy went on a trip. She went to Arizona to go shoot a photo shoot for this black whiskey line that I'm just opposed to. Had her up there looking like John Insane with them busted-ass true fake religion jeans.
Now, why is it that you are opposed to her?
Because Tracy is known to turn up and get mad and get angry. And when you think about alcohol, you think of an angry drunk. And I don't want people looking at Tracy like an angry drunk. That's why I don't like it.
I thought it was perfect, to be very honest with you.
And she's too damn old to be drinking like that. And it's called Black Cowboy. It's not even on brand. But I just don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. I get Cliff needs to get his 10%, but damn it, Cliff, do better.
But she does ride motorcycles, so I felt like there
drunk?
Was a little bit of
a... this is what we're promoting, according to DJ Richie Sky. Welcome back to AfterBuzz Television. You're telling me that because she rides motorcycles, she's a great, excellent spokesperson for an alcoholic beverage. Go slam your brains out.
I'm going to go look for that brand.
Look, I haven't seen it anywhere.
I'm going to go look for it.
And you know I am a drinking connoisseur. Tamar and Vince discuss Senior and the side piece, and Vince is very opposed to that language. I wonder why he took such offense to that.
I think, you know, he's not from the same emotional place as that as the girls are. You know what I'm saying? So he's able to look at probably Miss E and, you know, Michael as sort of like, okay, these are their parents. I respect both of them. So with that respect has to come respect for whatever they do or whoever they're married to.
That's true. And I mentioned this not too long ago. You know, Vince's family. He has no family. His parents are gone, and you know, he doesn't have a family. Yeah. So that is really his family. So I've given you Trina's hat, that shirt, shout out to Tamar's outfit in this scene, that long, lovely orange Louis Vuitton shawl, the long denim one piece flowing so in the wind.
Mad you recognized all that.
It was a subtle emboss of the LV logo.
Gotcha.
But you know, Tamar loves Louis Vuitton. That's why she named Logan Vincent, because she always says she wanted a child with LV. So I figured it was Louis Vuitton, and it had the little imprint. But I loved it. I just thought it was so classy. Classy as hell. So let's end it here. Tawanda goes to see her Creole counselor, because I can't think of his name. But every time I look at him, I'm like, he must be from Louisiana. He looks Creole. He looks Creole. And Andre shows up. First of all, he shows up with essentially, he didn't show up like this, but he showed up like this with his dukes up, ready to
fight.
Boxing
gloves on.
That's not right. He didn't come there with an open heart. And again, the TV cameras are rolling. So if you've played this episode in a court of law saying, well, at least I showed up to counseling, did you show up with an open heart?
No.
Did you show up with a receptive heart?
No. And what was equally as telling was the first thing out of his mouth is, I want to get the kids. Well, when were you just going to tell him you were sleeping with somebody else?
And that's when I knew
exactly
that the petty was real deal, holy feet.
There was a plethora of petty there.
Now, according to Miss E, Michael Sr. had a smorgasbord of other women.
Boom.
And the way Andre's telling it, Tawanda has a smorgasbord of men. Or at least, you know, multiple.
And she said all she had was her bullet.
No comment.
That's what she said.
And it is a lovely, lovely invention. But it ain't replacing. Okay. But anywho, I realized in that moment, Andre doesn't want those kids because of those kids.
Yeah.
He's mad that Tawanda potentially stepped out, and he probably has been holding true to that whole idea that we're not divorced until we're divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Because going back to that shirt, same bed, no sex marriage.
And he equated her not touching him to her cheating. Which is probably true for a man. I can't speak on it from a woman's perspective, but I would assume that it could be a little bit different for women.
No,
I don't know.
If I'm not touching you and we ain't doing it, that how can you equate that to cheating?
Because I feel like, and this, I could be wrong, I don't want to make this generalization, but I'm going to make it. Now, I feel like if a man ain't touched you for, and this could go for any type of relationship, if a man ain't touched you for like more than 3 years, he getting it from someplace else. But I feel like for a woman, she could be getting it from someplace else, but she just might not be happy.
Regardless, Andre tried to play it up at the end with those color purple tears. Do you believe it? You're speechless. You choked because it was that shocking to see him up here fake crying.
Well,
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
I was baffled.
Nothing that they started talking about should have shaken him to that point. Tawanda has said much worse to him.
The reason I was so baffled was because 2 seconds later, he was still back on the, I want the kids. Tears dried up. I want the kids.
He's a devil. An attractive devil, but a devil. Anywho, you guys, we are all out of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's been real. I'm so glad you're back. But in the meantime, if you guys need to find us, find us on AfterBuzz TV across the board on social media. And if you need to find me, you can find me when sports and pop culture collide at So McCall Hall on Twitter and McCall Hall of Fame on Instagram. And Richie, I hope to see you next week. Where can they find you in the meantime?
You guys can stalk me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky.
You guys, dip it low, spread it wide. JK, see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.